It's World Blood Donor Day today, and we're going to take a few minutes to touch base with the Western Province Blood Transfusion Service just to talk about what it is they do and what you can do to assist them. World Blood Donor Day is set aside not only to thank the existing blood donor database, but also to try and raise awareness of the ongoing need for safe blood and blood products. And that means an ongoing need for new donors to come into the field. So joining me on the line is Marlies van der Merwe, who's the PRO for the Western Province Blood Transfusion Service. If you've got a question for her, please give us a call. If you are somebody whose life has been saved by a blood donation, or perhaps one of your loved ones has been saved by virtue of being a beneficiary, we'd love to hear your story. I'd also like to put out a call to the many heroes in our audience who are long-term donors. So I made my 43rd donation on Monday this week. I know some of you are already at 100 and counting. If you are in that league, if you have been donating for years and years, and you want to take this opportunity to encourage other people to do the same, please give me a call as well. Marlies van der Merwe, welcome to the show. Nice to have you with us.
Hi, Papa, and good afternoon to all your listeners, and well done on your 43rd donation. That is amazing.
Still got a long way to go before I get anywhere near a decent target, but at least it's a start, Marlies. Now, it's a special day for you guys because you're actually launching your brand new phone app today, aren't you?
Yes, we are, and we are extremely excited about it. So we're not only celebrating National, Blood Donor Month, but also World Blood Donor Day today. So we use this to raise awareness for the need for safe blood and blood products, and also to thank our donors for their remarkable life-saving gift, because that's in the end what they're giving. So we were working on this project along with our partners, Next Digital Innovation and Tracker, and we thought this would be the best opportunity for us to launch this cell phone app called WP Blood. Okay. And it's the first of its kind in South Africa. And yes, it just allows donors to easily find their nearest clinic. And it also indicates what blood groups are urgently needed. So it's a user-friendly app, and it's on iOS and Android, just to include everybody as well. And it's for free. So we are encouraging people to download that and to not have the excuse of not knowing where to go anymore. Mm.
I mean, the information's always been there available on your website, but this makes it that much easier for someone to just tap in, see where the clinic is, see when they last donated, because you've got to wait 8 weeks until the next one, etc. So I think it's fantastic that you've launched it, and I'll certainly be downloading it ASAP. Let's talk about the numbers, Marlies. I mean, do you have stats on what percentage of our population here in the Western Cape is actually signed up as a regular blood donor?
Well, we have about, let's look at this, 6.8 million people staying in the Western Cape, and we have less than 1.5% who are blood donors, registered regular blood donors. So for us, it's a very worrying stat, and that's why we are always out there coming up with new plans, coming up with new innovations, just to get more people to come forward and donate blood. Many of the reasons why people can't donate is because of medical reasons, and I always get this question, but what can I do now? You can still encourage others to do that on your behalf. Mm-hmm. I've got my whole family donating, so it is something that you can do from your side, assisting us to get more donors as well.
Marlies, I mean, that 1.5% is a worryingly low figure. Do we know how it compares to international rates?
International, I'm not quite sure. It differs from country to country and what their policies are.
Okay.
But I think roughly in South Africa, that's about what we look on a national basis as well.
The scary thought, though, is that at the other end of the scale, the percentage of people who might need to use and receive blood at some point is a very high figure, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, with more access to hospitals coming up now, you know, the blood usage increases, and that's something that increases every year. So we need to adjust the collections that we do every year. So every year it goes up and up, and I think we collect about 166,000 units a year just in the Western Cape to fulfill in the demand of the Western Cape hospitals.
Okay.
And that's quite a feat on our side.
Absolutely. I know it's a particular challenge in winter because so many of your donors are laid low by colds and flu, which prevents them from donating. We've got a couple of questions coming through from listeners about criteria for donors, including the age criteria. Now, we know that officially you need to be of what age to donate? Sorry, I've actually lost my stats here. I think it's over 16 and under 65. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Okay, now somebody has asked on the WhatsApp why at 69 he's fit and healthy, why he can't donate blood.
Right. So if you are a first-time donor and you're over the age of 65, your body is not used to losing 475 milliliters of blood, and you won't feel well on the end. So it is our responsibility to look at donor safety as well as the recipient safety. So from our perspective, it's completely from a safety issue on our side. So that's why you unfortunately won't be able to donate for the first time when you're over the age of 65. If you are 65 or turn 66 and you're a regular donor, then you are still able to donate blood, but you might only be able to donate blood 3 times a year instead of 4 or 5 times like right. you usually did. Again, it's just because your body takes a bit longer to replenish that blood.
Thanks for explaining that. I hope that gives adequate feedback to the listener. If there are any other questions, please do send an SMS or give us a call. Marlies, at the beginning you said that World Blood Donor Day is about raising awareness of the need for safe blood and blood products. And I think a lot of people don't know that that pint of blood they donate can actually be used for multiple different end goals. Won't you just explain what those are?
Yes, so usually we say that with one donation, you can save at least 3 lives. And that is because the whole blood that you donate at a clinic is usually divided into 3 products, if I can name it like mm-hmm. that. So it's usually divided into red cells, plasma, and platelets. So red cells we usually use for the treatment of anemia and bleeding after trauma surgery. And plasma is quite an interesting product because we can use it in fresh or frozen format. And we use that to treat something like burn wounds or bleeding disorders. And then platelets, that's used to correct low platelet count. And we use that in the treatment of leukemia and also organ transplants. So all of them have a different shelf life as well, and that's why regular blood donation is also very important to us. So that whole blood that you donate at the clinic, that bag, I mean, that's really used like that. It's only used in cases of massive blood loss. So that's just a quick overview of how we divide it into different products.
Okay, thanks for explaining that. I believe we've got a voice note that's come through. Let's take a listen to that.
Hi Pippa, my name is Leslie Edgar. I had testicular cancer pretty much exactly 4 years ago. I used to be a registered donor, but I know that I am not allowed to donate anymore. I wanted to know, perhaps your speaker could answer, how long it would be until someone like me would be eligible to donate blood again, and for that matter, being an organ donor. Thank you very much, Leslie in Edgemead.
Well, thanks, Leslie. Marlies, I don't think can comment on the organ donor side of it, but Marlies, will Leslie ever be able to donate blood again?
Okay, so that would completely, I just like to let your listeners know as well, I'm not a medical professional, unfortunately, sure. But I'll answer the best I can. It completely depends on the severity of the cancer. So he would need to contact us and just explain to our transfusion doctor on this side, and then we'll be able to give him a more direct answer. But it completely depends on the type of cancer, where it was, and, you know, how quickly they caught it.
Marlies, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that it's a successful awareness-raising drive for you. We hope that the app is taken up with great enthusiasm. I'm going to remind our listeners again that it's called WP Blood, and it is available in the iOS and Android app stores absolutely free of charge. Marlies, thanks for joining us today. In closing, can't you please share with us a website that we can direct listeners to if they've got more questions about who can or cannot donate blood?
Yes, of course. We have a very interactive website, so I can just go and view there at wpblood.org.za.
Marlies van der Merwe, the Public Relations Officer for the Western Province Blood Transfusion Service. Thanks so much.